morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is October the 21st, 2021. Well, today the blessing of the gospel, which we will discuss, is the blessing of having access to the Father. Ephesians 2:18 says, "For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father." Do you remember what it was like feeling like something was missing in your life? Do you remember how it felt to know that there is a God and you are somehow separated from him? I do. I remember what it was like to know that I was not living right and that I had stuff which kept me from being pleasing to God. I think that might have been a normal feeling for people my age. We're born in a different era. Most people our age were raised to fear God. We knew that God was, that there was a God to whom we would be responsible and one day we would be held accountable. I don't know if that same feeling is true today, but for people my age, that was true. However, I do feel like the people in the world today do feel that same feeling of lostness. It seems like their feeling, though, is centered around the purpose of a lack of purpose. They feel like life is without rhyme or reason. They feel insignificant. They feel their life doesn't matter. They don't know why they feel this way. They just do. And that feeling is present, though, because they have not understood the reason why they were created. If they did, they would know that they have a tremendous purpose to make the glory of God known. But to get back to our original point, when I was lost, I felt a separation between me and God. I felt that separation because it was real. My sin separated between me and God. We could have no fellowship because of my sin. And this separation and lack of fellowship with God finds its roots all the way back in the book of Genesis. Adam was in the garden in fellowship with God. Adam sinned. He was removed from the garden and the presence of God, and fellowship with God was broken. As a matter of fact, access to the presence of God was guarded. It was guarded by the cherubim, which were placed at the entrance of the garden with flaming swords. They guarded access to the Father. So a separation happened, and access to the Father is not available until Christ. When Christ came, he restored that which was broken. He paved the pathway for us to be able to enjoy access to the Father again. Then when we were born again, the sin which separated between God and man was reconciled. So then when we are reconciled to God, we have access to the Father restored. We can now fellowship with our Heavenly Father. Now, we recognize that that has to happen because of Jesus Christ. When you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, that's when that access to the Father is reopened to you. If you never repent, if you never confess your sin, that separation continues. But when you're born again, when you believe the gospel, that's when your sins are reconciled and you have access to the Father. So what do we gain with this access? Romans 5:2 says, "By whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God." Just a few thoughts from this verse. First, we understand that this access is all because of grace. It is not merited by us. Second, we see that this grace gives us the ability to stand. We can experience sure footing in this life. We can be steadfast and unmovable. Thirdly, we see that we have access to the Father, and that gives us ability to rejoice in hope. The hope is that we will be to the praise of His glory. Of course, we could go on and on and on and make more points, but you get the point. The blessings of access to the Father are many. So as a follower of Jesus today, seek access to the Father, seek those blessings, and enjoy them. And you might find out that they build up your faith. They give you hope. They help you rejoice. It'll let you see the glory of God. Many benefits. So why not seek out the blessings of having access to the Father? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you've given us so much in redeeming us. The gospel has too many blessings to count. I pray, Lord, that you will build up the faith of your people as they see the benefit of gaining access to your presence. Thank you for restoring this access. Because of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark signing off.